Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua, Perek Kaf Daled. In this last Perek in Sefer Yehoshua, we will see Yehoshua's second and final address to the nation with the reaffirming of the Berit between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then a closing to the Sefer. Pasuk Aleph. Vayesof Yehoshua et kol shiftei Yisrael shechema. And Yehoshua gathered all the Shevatim of Israel to Shechem. Vayikra li ziknei Yisrael ul rashav ul shofetav ul shoterav vayityasevu lifnei ha'eluhim. And he called to the elders of Israel and their leaders and their judges and their law enforcers, and they stood in front of God. Yehoshua gathered a second time, this time to Shechem, not Shiloh, where the Mishkan is, and he gathered them in front of HaElohim, in front of the Aron, which was brought from Shiloh for this occasion. So why to Shechem? We would think, at first thought, that Shiloh would be an appropriate place for this last gathering and reaffirmation of our Brit with Hashem. So firstly, if we remember, a couple of decades back, according to Hazal, 28 years prior, Bnei Yisrael saw and were part of a Berit over there already. We had the Berit, the blessings and the curses on Har Gerizim and Har Eval. Shechem, Elone Moreh are right in between those two mountains. So Yehoshua goes back to the original spot for his last speech, and with the intention to reaffirm the Berit between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. Why was Shechem, Har Gerizim and Har Eval chosen the first time? So that, Chachamim point out, that it was the first place that our ancestors, Abraham Avinu specifically, came to Eretz Yisrael. In Parashat Lech Lecha, right, Vayavor Abraham Ba'aretz Ad Mekom Shechem Ad Elon Moreh. So it was the first place Abraham Avinu reached. It's the first place that Abraham has promised that his children will inherit Eretz Yisrael. It's the first place that Abraham builds a Mizbeach. There's much historical significance. So Hashem commands Bnei Yisrael to go there as soon as they enter Eretz Yisrael for the ceremony of the Berachot and Kelalot. And Yehoshua chooses this place as the last spot for his parting speech. Dr. Hagi Ben Arzi points out as well that it's a place geographically that can hold a lot of people in between the hills and has excellent acoustics. Bnei Yisrael all needed to be gathered and all had to hear the procession. So from a geographical standpoint, it's a very befitting place. And can be another reason why Hashem chose it, and later Yehoshua, as the place to address all of Israel. Now, for the next several Pesukim, Yehoshua retells the history, this time from the pre-Avot period up until his day. It'll remind us of what Moshe did as well in Shirat HaAzinu, when Moshe starts off with a historical perspective, Zechor Yemot Olam Binu Shenot Dor Vador, remember the early years. Pasuk Bet, Vayomer Yehoshua El Kol Ha'am, Kol Amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael. And Yehoshua told the entire nation, this is what Hashem, the God of Israel, said, Be'ever HaNahar Yashivu Avotechem Me'olam, Terach Avi Abraham Va'avi Nahor, Vayavdu Elohim Achirim. Across the river over here, the Euphrates River, your ancestors lived from early on, Terach, the father of Abraham, the father of Nahor, and they worshipped other gods, they worshipped Avodah Zarah. It's clear here in the Navi and the Midrash Hazal that Terach was an Oved Avodah Zarah. The point Yehoshua is stressing here is, look how far we've come. Vayekach et avichem et Abraham me'ever ha'nahar, and I took your father, Abraham, from across the Euphrates, from across the river, and I walked him through the entire land of Canaan. Right? Just as Hashem told Abraham in Bereshit Gimal, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kumi talech ba'aretz lo'ka urachba ki lechai tenana, walk the entire land. So over here we see Hashem walked him through the entire land. Va'arbed zar'o. And I gave him great lineage, a large lineage. Abraham had Pilagshim with children, as we saw in Bereshit Kafhe. And the Torah lists 12 children of Ishmael and 16 of Bnei Keturah. Vayetem lo et Yitzhak, and I gave him Yitzhak. All his other children he sent out of Eretz Canaan with the exception of Yitzhak. Yitzhak was chosen to receive Berit Abraham. Vayeten Yitzhak et Yaakov et Esav. Yitzhak also had kids, who not all were selected to receive Berit Abraham. Vayeten Esav et Har Seir Lareshet Oto. Yaakov uvanav yaredu Mitzrayim. And I gave Esav Har Seir, the mountain of Seir, to inherit. Right, Esav was given Har Seir outside of Eretz Canaan. He left on his own. Right, we saw in Bereshit Lamed Vav. Vayelech el Eretz Pnei Yaakov Achiv, and then Vayeshev Esav beHar Seir. He dwelt. He lived in Har Seir, and Hashem granted it to him, as we saw. Bnei Yisrael were not allowed to attack them on their way out of Mitzrayim many years later. Ki Yerusha leEsav Natati et Har Seir. So the inheritance of Esav is Har Seir, which is outside Eretz Canaan. VeYaakov uvanav yaredu Mitzrayim, and Yaakov and his children went down to Egypt as the recipient of Berit ben Abitarim, which was formed with Abraham Avinu. Ki ger yezaracha beretz lodahim. VeYishlach et Moshe ve'et Aharon va'igof et Mitzrayim ka'asher asiti bekirbo. And I sent Moshe and Aharon, and I struck Egypt, just as I did in their midst. Meaning over here is referring to the 10 plagues. Ve'ahar oseti etchem. And afterwards I took you out. Va'otsi et avotechem mimisraim v'tavohu hayama. And I brought your ancestors out of Egypt. And I brought you hayama, towards the sea. Over here the sea referring to Yam Suf. Yama usually is a borrowed term for west. Over here, interestingly enough, it's not west. It's towards Yam Suf, which was actually east of where Bnei Yisrael was situated. Va'irdefu Mitzrayim acharei avotechem berechev ufarashim Yam Suf. And Mitzrayim, the Mitzrim over here, chased after your fathers with chariots and horsemen towards Yam Suf. Vayisaku el Adonai. And they cried out to Hashem, as we saw also in Shemot, Yudalid Pasuk Yod. Vayisaku bnei Yisrael el Adonai. Ahare vayase ma'afel benechem uven ha-Mitzrim. And Hashem put a darkness between you and the Egyptians. The darkness over here referring to Amud Anan that separated between Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrim. Vayaveh alav et hayam vayichasehu, and he brought upon them the ocean, and it covered them. Vatireena enechem et asher asiti b'Mitzrayim, and your eyes saw what I did to Egypt. Vateshevu b'midbar yamim rabim, and you lived in the desert many years. Va'avi etchem el eres ha'emuri ha'yoshev be'aver ha'yarden, va'yilachamu itechem. And I brought you to the land of the Mori, who is sitting on the eastern side of the Jordan, and they fought you. Va'eten otam be'etchem, va'tireshu et arsam, va'ashmidem mipenechem. Right, this is referring to the fight of Sihon and Og in Bemidbar Perekaf Aleph. And over here the Pasuk is saying, va'eten otam be'etchem, and I gave them in your hands. And you conquered their land, and I destroyed them from in front of you. Right? We know the Pesukim over there say, "Ad bilti shirlo sarid vayireshu et arso." They conquered their entire land, Bnei Israel. Vayakom Balak ben Sipor melech Moav vayilachem beYisrael, and Balak the son of Sipor, the king of Moav, also got up, and he fought Israel. Right? He tried to fight Bnei Israel by cursing them. Vayishlach vayikra leBilam ben Beor the kalel etchem. And he sent and he called for Bil'am, the son of Be'or, to curse you. To curse them, meaning your fathers. V'lo aviti lishmoa le'Bil'am. And I didn't agree to listen to Bil'am. V'yvarech baruch etchem, v'asil etchem mi'ado. And he blessed you, and I saved you from his hands. V'ta'avru et hayarden, v'tavo'u el Yericho. And you crossed the Jordan River, and you came to Yericho, this first city, Yericho, vayilachamu vachem ba'alei Yericho ha'emori, v'ha'perizi, v'ha'kina'ani, v'ha'chiti, v'ha'girgashi, ha'chivi, v'ha'ibusi, v'ha'eten otam be'edchem. And the inhabitants of Yericho came out to fight you. They fought you. The seven nations, the emori, perizi, kina'ani, ha'chiti, girgashi, ha'chivi, ha'ibusi, and I gave them in your hands. Ba'alei Yericho, the inhabitants of Yericho that fought you. Who are these people, Yericho, that fought Israel? We didn't really see anyone from Yericho come out to fight. Radak wants to say that when the spies got out, the men of Yericho were scared and left to warn the other kingdoms. At the time of Yericho's downfall, they weren't present and ended up fighting with the southern coalition against Israel. So those were the inhabitants of Yericho that fought alongside the southern coalition against Israel. Da'at Mikra, though, is Mifaresh that by the fact that Yericho closed up their city, they showed their intention to fight and not make peace with Bnei Israel. And once the wall fell, Bnei Israel ascended to fight them, and it's fair enough to assume that they fought back. Va'ishlach lifnechem et hatzira'ah. Va'tegaresh otam im penechem. And I send in front of you the tzira'ah. The tzira'ah. This is the first we hear of Hashem keeping His promise of v'shalachti li tzira'ah lefanecha in Shemot Kaf Gimal. You see Pesukim Kaf Chet over there. Da'at Mikra explains the tzira'ah as an oriental hornet, which is a deadly hornet with a deadly sting, commonly found in the sub-Mediterranean area. So this tzira'ah went in front of Bnei Yisrael, v'tegaresh otam im penechem, and they threw out, they chased away the nations from in front of you, shnei malchei ha'emori, the two kings of the Emori. Lo b'harbecha v'lo b'kashtecha. It wasn't through your sword and it wasn't through your bow, like your bow and arrow. These two Emori kings, this is not Sihon and Og, as the two Emori kings were on the eastern side of the Jordan. This is referring to two Emori kings in Eretz Kenaan, on the western side of the Jordan, which we weren't told about until now. Da'at Mikra wants to assume that they were in the Shechem area. It's really unclear of who these two Emori kings are, but the Pasuk is filling us in with another new story, not Sihon and Og, who Bnei Yisrael fought through the Tzira'ah that was fighting for them. Va'eten lachem eretz asher lo yagata ba. And I gave you a land that you did not labor for. Ve'arim asher lo benitem, and cities that you did not build. Va'teshevu bahem, and you lived in them. Keramim ve'zetim asher lo neta'tem, vineyards. And olive groves that you did not plant. Atem ochelim, that's what you're eating. Right? This is all just as Hashem promised in Devarim, Perek Vav, Pesukim Yod through Yud Aleph. Right? Arim gedolot v'tovot asher lo banita, keramim v'zetim asher lo natata. That Bnei Israel will inherit great cities that they didn't build, and vineyards and olive groves that they did not plant. Ve'ata yer'u et Adonai v'ivdu oto betamim uve'emet. And now, fear Hashem, accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven, ve'ivdu oto, and serve Him betamim, wholeheartedly, and through an emet, with loyalty. Ve'asiru et Elohim asher avidu avotechem be'ever ha'nahar u'b'misraim ve'ivdu et Adonai. And remove, put away the gods that your ancestors worshipped across the Euphrates and Egypt, and instead worship, serve God, serve Hashem. The Radak explains this as what's the command to put away these Elohim, these gods of Avodah Zarah. Radak explains it as the spoils that they took from their conquests. Others explain this as the thought, the machshava of Avodah Zarah from their hearts. In any case, this brings us back to a very similar statement made in the same place much earlier by Yaakov Avinu when he tells his children after the conquest of Shechem, Hasiru et Elohe hanechar asher betochechem. And over there Yaakov buried them under a tree in Shechem. Ve'im ra be'enechem la'avod et Adonai, b'charu lachem hayom et mi ta'avodun. And if it's evil in your eyes to serve Hashem, choose for yourselves today who you will serve. Imit Elohim asher avidu avotechem asher be'ivra nahar. If it's the gods that your ancestors worshipped by across the Euphrates. Ve'im et Elohe ha'emori asher atem yoshevim be'arsam. Or the gods of the Emori nation who you're living in their land. Ve'anochi u'beti na'avod et Adonai. But me and my household, we will worship Hashem. That's what Yahushua says. So he turns to Bnei Yisrael, you choose. Yahushua gives them the choice. This is now after they entered Eretz Yisrael. They know what the land is. They know what the Torah is. They know what it takes to live up to the berit they have with Hashem from Har Sinai and later on in Arbot Moav. Yehoshua gives them the choice, yet he assures that there will be a continuation to Am Yisrael. Ve'anuchi ubeti na'avod et Adonai. Me and my household, we will serve God. Ralbag points out over here that Yehoshua is ingraining in them their loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to distance them from worshipping Avodah Zarah in the future. We know that Moshe's Berit at Har Sinai and in Arbot Moav were binding for all generations, even future generations that weren't with them that day, right? V'asher enenu po imanu hayom, even generations that aren't with us today. So as Ralbag points out, and many other Rishonim, Yehoshua is strengthening Bnei Yisrael's ties to the Berit. And now for the nation's response, Vaya'an ha'am vayomer, Halila lanu me'azov et Adonai. And the nation answered, and they said, Halila lanu, it'll be sacrilegious for us. It's like saying, heaven forbid that we leave Hashem la'avod Elohim acharim, to worship other gods. Ki Adonai Elohenu, hu hama'ale otanu ve'et avotenu me'eres b'sraim bet avadim. V'asher asa le'aynenu ta'otot ha'gedolot ha'ele. וישמרנו בכל הדרך אשר הלכנו בה, ובכל העמים אשר עברנו בקרבם. For Hashem, our God, He is the one who took us and our forefathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of slavery. And He performed in front of our own eyes these great miracles. And He protected us in the entire road that we walked, and from all the nations that we passed in their midst. וירש אדוני את כל העמים ואת האמורי יושב הארץ מפנינו. And Hashem drove out all the nations and the Emori nation who live in this land in front of us. From in front of us. They mentioned the Emori as they were the greatest of the nations in Israel and also had a territory on both sides of the Jordan. גם אנחנו נעבוד את אדוני. Us also, we will serve Hashem, ki hu Elohenu, because He is our God. Hashem and no one else is our God. Vayomer Yehoshua el ha'am. Now Yehoshua turns and says to the nation, lo tuchelu la'avod et Adonai, ki Elohim kedoshim hu. You're not going to be able to serve God, to serve Hashem, because He is a kadosh God. He's a God that demands loyalty. El kanohu. Lo yisalef ishachem ulhatotechem. He's a jealous God, and He won't forgive your peshaim, right? Your rebellious sins, or your hataim, even the sins done by mistake. You must be very careful. Ki ta'azvu et Adonai va'avatem Elohe nechar. Because when or if you leave God and you worship foreign gods, avodah zarah, v'shav v'hera lachem v'chila etchem, and He'll return and He will bring evil upon you, and He'll destroy you aharei asher etiv lachem, after the good that He has done to you. Vayomer ha'am el Yehoshua lo ki et Adonai na'avod. And the nation told Yehoshua, no, we will serve God. Vayomer Yehoshua el ha'am edim atem bachem. Yehoshua told the nation, you are your own witnesses. Ki atem bachartem lachem et Adonai la'avodato, because you chose for yourselves Hashem to worship, to serve Him. Vayomeru edim. And they said, yes, we are edim. We are witnesses. Ve'ata hasiru et Elohe ha'nechar asher b'kibbechem. And now, put away the ancient, the foreign gods that are within your midst. Ve'atu et levavchem el Adonai Elohe Yisrael. And direct your hearts to Hashem, the God of Israel. So again, put away those evil inclinations or the booty that you have and focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomeru ha'am el Yehoshua, and the nation told Yehoshua, Et Adonai Eloheinu na'avod uvkolo nishma. Hashem, our God, we will serve, and to His voice we will listen. So similar to Har Sinai, where Bnei Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma, just that here, it's a language of na'avod, we will serve, we will subjugate ourselves. As opposed to, by Har Sinai, now Bnei Yisrael know the terms of the Berit, and the land that the Berit is contingent upon, and can wholeheartedly say, we will serve God. Vayichrot Yehoshua Berit la'am bayom ahu, and Yehoshua made a covenant for the nation on that day, Vayasim lochok u'mishpat b'shechem, and set down laws and decrees for them in Shechem. So Yehoshua reaffirmed the berit between Hashem and Bnei Israel in Eretz Israel. Vayichtov Yehoshua et davarim ha'ile b'sefer Torat Elohim, and Yehoshua wrote these things down in the sefer, in the book of God's Torah. Over here, as Abarbanel and Malbim explain, Yehoshua recorded this in his own sefer, Sefer Yehoshua, which is referred to here as a book of God, as it is Divrei Nevuah. Vayikach even gidula vaykimeha sham tachat ha'ala asher b'mikdash Adonai. And he took a large stone and he set it there underneath the Allah, either a tree, or others explain it as a doorpost, which was by the sanctuary of Hashem. So he set down this stone as a monument. We know Moshe also set a monument by Har Sinai over there with 12 stones. Vayomer Yehoshua el kol ha'am, hineh ha'aven hazot tehyeh banu le'edah, ki hi shame'a et kol dibrei Adonai asher diber imanu. And Yehoshua told the entire nation, this is the stone. It will be for us a witness, because it heard all the words of God that He spoke with us. And it shall be for you a witness. And it will be a witness against you if you ever deny God. And Yehoshua sent the nation, each man to his nahala. It's a great ending to Yehoshua, his last action being sending all of Bnei Israel to their nahala, alluding to the fact that Yehoshua was zoche to divide up the land to nahalot, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him in the first pasuk of our sefer, the first perek of our sefer in pasuk vav, right? Chazak ve'emaz ki atat enchil et ha'am hazeh el ha'aretz asher nishpati la'avotam latet lahem. So Yehoshua sends off all of Bnei Israel to their nahalot. That sums up both of Yehoshua's final speeches. They both opened up with Bnei Israel's history. The first, their more recent history. The second, their larger history from Abraham, from the startup of our nation. And they both close off with a strong warning that Hashem will rid you from the land if you don't live up to the berit. We know Bnei Israel kept the Torah and mitzvot in the days of Yehoshua, and Hashem was by their side and led them in the conquest of Eretz Israel, Kibush Haaretz, which is a central part to Bnei Israel and the religion as whole. But Yehoshua clearly, repeatedly reminds them that it is incumbent upon them to continue to remain loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah throughout their existence. These last Pesukim close off Sefer Yehoshua. They weren't written by Yehoshua himself. The following Pesukim, Chazal tell us in Masechet Baba Batra that Elazar and his son Pinchas wrote these last Pesukim. These Pesukim will discuss the burial of Yehoshua, Elazar, and the bones of Yosef. And it was after these things, Yehoshua Binun died, the servant of Hashem. Yehoshua, who took over Moshe's role, merits at the end of his life to be called by the same Eved Hashem, servant of Hashem, that Moshe himself was called by. Ben Me'av Va'ayeser Shanim. He died, Yehoshua died at 110 years old. Vayikbiru oto b'gvul nachalato b'timnat tzirah hasher b'har Ephraim. And they buried him, Bnei Yisrael buried him at the border of his Nahala in Timnat Serach, which was in Har Ephraim, in the mountains of Ephraim, in Tzifon Har Ga'ash, north of Har Ga'ash. Vaya'avod Yisrael et Adonai kol yemei Yehoshua. Over here the Navi is testifying that Bnei Yisrael served Hashem the entire days of Yehoshua, v'chol yemei hazekinim asher erichu yamim acharei Yehoshua, and all the days of the elders who lived years after Yehoshua, v'asher yadu'u et kol ma'asei Adonai asher asa l'Yisrael, and who knew all the doings that Hashem did for Yisrael, to Yisrael, v'et atzmot Yosef, asher he'alu Bnei Yisrael Mimisraim kaviru b'shchem, and the bones of Yosef that Bnei Yisrael took out of Egypt, they buried in Shechem. Right? Yosef commanded, v'alitem et atzmotai mizeh, bring up my bones with you from Egypt to Eretz Israel, and Moshe fulfilled it, right? Vayikach Moshe et atzmot Yosef imo. Over here, though, Bnei Israel are credited with the mitzvah as they complete the burial process. Where was it? Behalkat asadeh, Asher kana Yaakov me'et b'nei hamor avi Shechem b'me'ah kesita. It was in Shechem, in the portion of field that Yaakov bought from the children of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 kesita. Vayihu libnei Yosef l'nachala, and it became b'nei Yosef's inheritance. Ve'elazar ben Aharon met, and Elazar, the son of Aharon, died. Vayikbiru oto begivat Pinehas bino asher nitan lo b'har Ephraim. And they buried him, they buried Elazar, the son of Aharon, in Givat, in the hill of his son Pinhas, that was given to him in Har Ephraim. So, Radak explains that it's possible that Bnei Yisrael gave Pinhas and Elazar and Nahala just as they gave Yehoshua. With that, we close off Sefer Yehoshua. We opened up with Moshe's death and close off with Yehoshua's. We also get to see Yehoshua live up to the name that he now receives, Eved Hashem, just as Moshe received. We close off with Yehoshua's death, and we also close off with the other main figure who assisted in dividing up the land, Elazar Kohen's death. And with that, we close off the Sefer, we close off a chapter and an important era in Jewish history. Next Sefer, Sefer Shofetim.